Good afternoon. My talk today is about reinvestigation of venom alkaloids and cuticular hydrocarbons in imported fire ants. Evidence for two types of hybrid Solenopsis fire ants. The black and red fire ants were accidentally introduced into southern United States in the early 20th century. Hybridization between these two fire ant species were first reported by Vandermeer et al. 1985. Biological markers like venom alkaloids, cuticular hydrocarbons, have been widely used to define fire ant populations, whether they are red, black, or hybrid fire ants. This map shows the distribution of fire ant populations in southern United States. Red color represents red fire ants, black color represents black fire ants, and blue color represents hybrid fire ants. The black fire ant was first introduced through Mobile, Alabama, but was largely displaced from its original range by its subsequently introduced congener, the red fire ant. Now, the black fire ants are limited in distribution to a relative small area in Tennessee and North Mississippi. Since introduction, red fire ant has spread throughout the entire southern United States. Hybrid forms distribute in between two parent species. Our objective is to compare chemistry of venom alkaloids and cuticular hydrocarbons from hybrid fire ants with that from parent species. We want to know if there are any quantitative or qualitative differences. Why do we conduct this reinvestigation? There are two reasons. Firstly, although previous reports have shown GC patterns of venom alkaloids and cuticular hydrocarbons in hybrid fire ants, the chemical identities of GC peaks, especially minor peaks, have not been determined for hybrid fire ants. Secondly, we have found new alkaloid chemistry for black and red fire ants in our previous study. So here I'm going to report our new findings about fire ant hybridization. Materials and the methods. We collected over 60 fire ant colonies from Alabama, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Fire ant species were identified by using GC analysis. We extracted fire ant workers with hexane for 24 hours. For alkaloid chemistry analysis, we directly injected extract into GC. Meanwhile, extract was subjected to scenic geochrome chromatography by inuting with hexane to obtain cuticular hydrocarbons. This is the traditional way to obtain CHC from ants. We use GCMS technique to identify components, and we also use this formula to calculate CHC index. Results for alkaloid chemistry. Fire ant alkaloids are 2,6 dialkyl piperidines with saturated or unsaturated side carbon chains. We found two types of hybrid based on the dominance of trans-C11. This figure shows alkaloid GC profiles of black, red, and hybrid. For black, there is C11, C13-1, C13. For red, there are also C15-1, C15, and even C71, C17. Here we can clearly see there are two types of hybrid. In hybrid one, trans C11 RISC-PIC is so dominant, but in this type of hybrid, C11 is just a very small peak. We also noticed the another difference. The peak for C15-1 is much bigger, or in hybrid 1 is much bigger than that in hybrid 2. So these two, we found these two types of hybrid coexist in the same area, and the ratio of these two types of hybrid we collected is about 1:1. Results for cuticular hydrocarbons. We found no apparent difference in cuticular hydrocarbon profiles of two hybrid types. CHC index varies widely among colonies of the same hybrid type. The index is from 0.2 to 0.9, so CHC index data were not clearly supportive of two hybrid type, but at least CHC index provided the evidence for hybridization. This figure shows CHC GC profiles of black, red, and hybrid. In our GC analysis, the retention time of major peaks for black is before 35 minutes, whereas the retention time of major peaks for red are after 35 minutes. Here we can see hybrid is a blend of black and red. We assign this area to red and this area to red. So 35 minutes is the point that we split GC profiles of hybrid into two areas for CHC index calculation. Since there is wide variation in hybrid index, CHC index, so we choose two colonies with CHC index close to 0.5 to represent two hybrid forms. We have identified all the major peaks and minor peaks. These cuticular hydrocarbons are normal monomethyl, dimethyl, and trimethyl branched. From here, we can see branched hydrocarbons. There are about 11 major peaks for black and 5 major peaks for red. So, in summary, we found two types of hybrids based on venom alkaloid profiling. Both hybrid types coexist in the same area. However, there is no major difference in CHC chemistry of two types hybrid, possibly due to variations in CHC profiles of different colonies. All components of CHC extracts found in the hybrid are also present in both parent species. So there is no new CHC formed during hybridization. Finally, we would like to acknowledge to funding agencies. Thank you.
Yeah,
we guess there is a correlation, like from alkaloid chemistry, hybrid 1 is close to black and hybrid 2 is close to red. So we consider hybrid 1 as black like fire ant, hybrid 2 as red like hybrid. So, okay.
Did you also find red or black where there were hybrids? Did you find all three types where there were hybrids?
No, sorry, I didn't get.
If you have a hybrid in the area of Tennessee, were there other individual red colonies by themselves or just all hybrids?
With our collection, you know, we from this map we can show you. We collected red fire ants in Auburn. So, but in this area, all the colonies we collected are hybrid, and this we collected the black fire ant in this area. We also collected black and hybrid in this area, but in this northeastern Mississippi. But this we haven't collected any red fire ant other than inside this area, you know, inside this hybrid and black area. So that's all we have, but we didn't we have a collection map, but I didn't show here. So this is the area we went from Auburn, follow Interstate 65, we go northward to Tennessee, then we go westward toward to Memphis. But this is the area we collected black fire ants. Then we come southward to Mississippi. This area we got black and hybrid. So we didn't find any red colonies in this area.